This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
5 o'clock, Tigers, another dub. Scooble, another great performance. Bullpen, another Nolan Ryan coming out. Today it was Bo Brisky for a 6-out save. So here's the question. Rico and I have been pretty convinced here for a couple days. This thing's done. They're in. Kenny's not. A lot of people aren't. A lot of people are nervous. A lot of people just don't want to believe that it's happening. And that's fine. But here's what the topic today. Because how far can they take it? I was saving for tomorrow because I have a presentation. But here's my thing. If you stop viewing it that you have anything to lose, you'll get way more enjoyment out of it. I'll say it to you again. What the Tigers are about to do, it's only the second time in 150 years of Major League Baseball that it's been done. It's the first time in 51 seasons. You never had anything to lose. You had a Powerball ticket. You had a 0.1% chance on August 11th of making the playoffs. Powerball. Anyone saying they expected this is the equivalent of saying live from a 7-Eleven, "Oh, I can see it now. I'm winning the lottery today." No, you're not. You're a crackhead. So my point to you...
Both things could be true.
Right. So there's nothing to lose. So savor the last innocence you're going to have as a Tiger fan, because starting next year, expectation is going to change how you watch your team. Just like it's changed. Think of the joy you felt as a Lions fan last year. Just think about it. Close your eyes for a minute. Think about it. It was amazing. Because Rico and I, from February, I said, "You're winning the North. We're winning a home playoff game." At one point, that was outlandish to some. But then by the time it started happening, think of the ride and the joy and the excitement, the innocence of it. Now, think about what it's like now. Lions fans complaining about winning by double figures at Arizona because it didn't look sexy enough.
Didn't feel right. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I think Kenny's costing himself a lot of joy, but he'll make up for it with slick back hair and 3 daiquiris. Only 2 will be in his hands. I'll leave to imagination what the third one is. So my point is, if you're not convinced, what's it going to take? And how far they can take it, I'm going to tell you tomorrow.
But see, I think Kenny and his fan base, the people like Kenny, it's what happened in between, Mike. They're still jaded by the wings. You have to let it go. It was a ride that it ended up crashing and burning. That's okay. You're there. And here's the beauty of it. The baseball gods have gifted you the worst team maybe in baseball history to finish up with. You're not playing some red hot team that, like, man, maybe we win one. Right now, you could already set Scooble aside and just have the traveling secretary figure out what location we're traveling to. Or maybe you stay here at Comerica Park if you just don't lose another game. But you're in. Kenny, congratulations. Your Tigers are in.
Just enjoy yourself, Kenneth. No.
I'm enjoying myself just fine. I'm at like an 80% therein. Don't mistake my, you know, not 100% conviction as nervousness. I'm enjoying
this. You use the term scared, Kenneth.
I never once said the word scared.
Kenneth.
Rico used a word that I did like. He said jaded. That's exactly what it is. I'm jaded from the Red Wings. I'm not nervous or thinking that they're going to miss
it. But the difference is the Red Wings were in a position of expectation. You're not.
Yeah, they're the Twins right now. They're falling. They're pulling their hair out right now.
That's right.
No.
And again, here's the other thing, Kenny. The Tigers could do exactly what they're doing right now in 99 out of 100 seasons and would never be in this position because it required a complete and utter free fall in the worst bottom of the American League you'll ever see. Yep. Ever. Normally, it will take 87 or 88 to make the wild card. This year, I'm pretty sure 85 will get it done. And it took the Twins going, what, 11-24 or whatever it is, over a 35-game stretch. It took the Royals losing 8 out of 9, an 0-6 homestand. Look, savor it. You're in. Open your calendar next Tuesday. Tell me what you want for catered lunch, and I got you. Unless you're taking the day off, you want to go to the game. We can make that happen, too. Whatever you want. But you're in.
You flying them out to Baltimore?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can do that.
Little crab cakes.
It's a one-way ticket. But yeah, I mean, it's you know. They're going to be hosting a playoff series. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding. David, relax. I'm having fun. Wheel. I'm having fun with the people.
No, but what I was going to say is, it's funny because before the season, we talked about how bad this division was supposed to be, was going to be. And it took a while. It took the last 2 months of the season for it to actually show its face. And the Twins and the Royals just falling by the wayside. It took a long time for it to happen, but it happened, and the Tigers took advantage of it.
Historically bad.
Yes.
I mean, right, Mike, I mean, it's a great point because even if the Tigers are doing what they're doing, it would be deemed too little too late.
Like, right, you should still be five games out.
This is where we would be angry. Crazy. This is where we would be angry when we go back and we would parse through the season and say, remember that game, remember that game, and that game.
You Baez win those three games. Second.
Right, you win those three games and you're in. But not only did they start, they become the hottest team, just an epic. Look, winning and losing, they're both contagious.
Is it insulting? Okay. I'm asking this because I'm being genuine. I don't want people to be upset. But, like, is it insulting to say this is Major League? I mean, no, you didn't find Willie Mays Hayes. But, like, you know, there's no Joe Budal. But this is essentially a lot of nobodies. I mean, when you're bringing up guys who can't be quality in the minors and they come up here to turn into Mariano Rivera, that's kind of like Major League. Mm-hmm. Now, yes, some of your core is legit. Like Riley Green is legit. Kerry Carpenter absolutely is a bat you're going to have here. You know, Colt Keith will be here. But there still are plenty of guys in this lineup that are, come on, who are we kidding? They're backups for other teams, but they're doing enough. I mean, Zach McKinstry's nobody. But in every, like these big spots, and you're like, oh, no, not McKinstry. Double.
But see, that's why I say it's contagious. They believe they're going to win.
Yeah.
They don't realize I'm not supposed to be doing this. I'm not really that good. Why? Because if I see my teammate doing it, I want to help out too. I want to do my part. It's contagious. The same disease is in Minnesota. It's just the antithesis of this where they can't get out of each other's way. They can't. They don't want to go to the plate. They don't want to go to the mound because they figure – I don't want to be the one to screw this up tonight.
They've made history in a different way. They are the first, I saw this on ESPN yesterday, they are the first baseball team to successfully shove their head up their collective ass. It's going to have to be surgically removed. Honestly, Baldelli should be fired, and those players should be given free rounds of golf because that's all they've wanted to do for a month. We're going to get to your phone calls. David on the ticket text. We got a full rack. We're going to go to the people. If you're not convinced, what's it going to take? And tomorrow we are going to mix in some college football, but the Tigers are going to be a storyline from now until they're not. And it's how far can they take it? And I've got some ideas. Mm. I do. I just wanted to do this because Kenny was very scared, and I don't like seeing Kenny that way. It bothers me. David Ticket Text.
It'd be an utter disappointment at this point if they don't get in. At worst, I see the Tigers going 4-1 to finish. Twins have to run the table. I doubt that's possible unless the Orioles just tank the final series. Tigers are going to the ALCS. They'll beat whoever they play in the wild card, and the Yankees can't win a playoff series against the Tigers. Watch the game at a bar in Windsor, and even the Canadians say the voodoo is real. Sean from Ann Arbor. Tigers are going to the playoffs. Royals, Twins, and Orioles stink. That is Joe from Clinton Township.
No, they all have. I mean, first of all, the Twins have no heart. But they all have fatal flaws. And whether it's injuries, no rotation, no heart, none of those teams should want to see you. Now, I don't think you can say that about Yankees or Cleveland and maybe Houston. But in the here and now, I don't even view these teams as a threat. Especially, you've just played the Orioles head up over the course of six games and taken 4 out of 6. Go ahead. You think the Orioles are excited to throw out Maury Povich in a playoff series? I mean, what the hell are we talking about here? Yeah, they got Corbin Burns. They don't have much else.
I actually see if you played them, game one would go similar to today. You'd end up 2-1. Winning it 2-1.
There you go.
And now you're putting them in the pressure cooker.
There you go. Done. Speaking into existence. You got the direct line to JC. Make it happen.
I can't tell you what's going to happen because you wouldn't want to watch.
248-539-9797. Your phone calls are coming up next. 97.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, let's get to it, shall we? Kenny is not convinced. Kenny's about 75-80% there, but he hasn't reached mortal lock stage. Rico and I, you're in. This team's not going to stop playing the way they're playing because fundamentally at every level, it hasn't slowed down. Not defensively, not pitching, not with the bullpen, not with the decision-making, not with timely hitting. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Kenny wants to wait until it's the first pitch of game one. Okay. I don't believe in that.
The only question I have about this Tigers team, where are you playing next week? That's it.
Yeah. Do you?
That's it. Where are you playing? Because you're in. I just don't know where. And we got to figure that out. But get ready.
Barbecue or pit beef?
Yeah.
It's really just what it comes down to, yeah. Menu-wise.
Tell the wife and kids, hey, season's been extended, and I'll see you when I see you. But it may be a while.
Crab cakes or cattle? 248.
There you go.
All right, let's get to the people. Go to Scotty. He's up next, 97.1. Scott, what's going on?
Hey, Mike. Hey Rico. I think I want to predict exactly what you think in terms of how far can they take this.
Okay.
I think you think that they're going to win the whole dang thing. And the reason I say that...
Scott, hold on, Scott. I'm going to let you finish. That information is embargoed until tomorrow. That was for you, David.
I'll just say this. And, Mike, you just touched on it. It's funny. Elite bullpen play. Elite starting pitching, dare I say, bit above average defense.
Oh, God, yeah.
Top of the rotation, ace of aces, and the most important thing, clutch hitting, right? Timely hitting. To go along with probably the best manager in baseball, like historically, this is a elite team that you should fear in the postseason.
I agree with you because of what you led with. And take it from a Yankee fan who hasn't, you know, we haven't been to the World Series in 15 years because we refuse to modernize. It is pitching over hitting in the playoffs. And what I'm watching on a nightly basis, Scotty, it's a misnomer that you've only beat bad teams. That's not true. People can't hit you. And I don't know how guys with five ERAs have come up here and turned into, you know, Pedro Martinez out of the pen. But Scotty, if this is what it's going to be, and you got a Cy Young Award winner at the top of your rotation, which means you're already up 2-0 in any seven-game series you play or any five-game series, Scotty, I think it's okay to begin saying, you know what? Who the hell are you? Now, again, I'm not telling you it'll be easy, and I'm not telling you you're going to be a favorite or anything like that. But, Scott, I don't think the American League's very good this year. I don't think my Yankees are special. I've seen this movie before. Show me Aaron Judge and Soto and Stanton and the rest of these guys doing what they do in July and August and do it in October. And do it against these pitchers. I got to see it to believe it. You know, the Guardians? Now, the Guardians play really good baseball, and you guys don't want to hear that. They're rock solid, and Stephen Vogt, again, another Manager of the Year candidate. You know they're going to pitch. They're pesky, and they do have arguably one of the five best hitters in the entire sport in Jose Ramirez. But outside of that, like, I'm not going to build a case you can't beat Houston. I'm not going to build a case that you can't beat the Orioles. No. They could absolutely be dangerous. Why am I afraid of saying that now that I believe that they're in?
I'm not at all, because I think that you have the game one in hand, because you're going to roll the best pitcher there.
You're doing BOGO?
I'm saying you have the best pitcher out there, which means in a three-game series, if you're up 1-0, that means that the home team has to win 2 in a row. They have to go BOGO or you're moving on.
The other thing is you have the best bullpen in the sport. Now, I have stopped even...
Makes no sense.
No, exactly. I've stopped trying to figure out how, because it doesn't matter anymore. But people can go do their homework if they don't believe me. These are guys off the scrap heap that Dan Dickerson didn't even know who they were. And they're up here dominating. They're not passable. Oh, by the way, are we opening with Job? Are we using Job as a fireman? Like, having that arm now added to this thing. Like, it doesn't matter that it doesn't make sense. Who's hitting it?
Right.
Bo Brisky right now. I mean, how?
Just be like the security guard at the United Center playing Michael Jordan.
That's the Tigers. Somebody make a GIF where that guy has got a little Tigers hat on, and it's... That's what this is.
Wait, how do you keep winning? Did your bullpen... What, bases loaded, one pitch, and you're out of the inning? Parker Meadows over the wall again?
Go to Justin. 9-1. Justin, how you doing?
Afternoon, fellas. Man, I'm riding high after that win today.
Yep. Hey, now, Justin, are you like Kenny, or are you a man's man over here? You're in.
Man, what is there to be jaded about? I mean, all I wanted at the beginning of the season was to have meaningful baseball in September, and now that we have it, I want more, man. Like, who's going to touch us in the AL? I'll give you Cleveland. I think Cleveland's a little bit scary, but, like, when I think about teams that can contest us, my brain goes right to L.A., Philly, San Diego, more so than anyone in the AL outside of Cleveland. This team just has heart, man. Timely hits. I don't know if AJ's some kind of a mad scientist. With how many bullpen starts did we sit through? I mean, is that maybe the reason that this bullpen developed the way that it did? I don't know what to chalk it up to, but at every level of the game, they are playing above expectation. And worst case scenario, they get into the playoffs, they take their licks, and they come away with so much character as a young team that they can grow on that for next season. It's all positives from here on out, gentlemen.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I don't even want to, you know, I'm not going to get negative about what the run means for ownership, etc. I'll stay away from it. Let's just go where we're at now. If anything, if I own the team, I'm all in. We're going all in this offseason, and we're going to go win this damn thing. But we'll save that for later. Justin, I'm with you. I mean, you're a little dismissive of my Yankees, but then again, we've choked a bunch. And then we got screwed by AJ and the Astros because they cheated. I mean, call it what it is. Call it what it is.
Yeah.
I'll never unsee Altuve knowing exactly what pitch was coming and taking Chapman deep.
Wait, you mean he didn't need to run into the clubhouse for a second to change? And
the guy was wearing buzzers.
You know what? He was just sweaty from the Gatorade they had doused on him.
I'm just making a point. We were winning a World Series that year. Let's go to Justin.
You couldn't have been more obvious with that.
97.1, Justin, how you doing?
Good. Hey, how's it going, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm fully convinced they're making the playoffs, and I'm going to say it with my chest, I think they're taking that second wild card spot. Even though I think that Houston series would be fun, you know, a little A.J. Hinch revenge series, get to see decrepit JV again. But
he's been terrible. He's been awful since coming off the IL. Awful.
Oh, and you know in the offseason, Tiger fans are going to want to bring him back. But anyways, I'm excited. I haven't seen this brand of Tigers baseball in forever. Just make sure that Bo Brisky doesn't play any Guitar Hero, and I think we'll be good to go.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not just him. It was just him today. And it's, you know, Hanafy and Herder and Gunther and Salmon. And, I mean, Justin, no one knows who these guys are. Nobody. And
they don't care. They're
dominant.
They're ready to go.
I know. But, Justin, you sound like you're a baseball fan. Like, you do understand how hard it is to find bullpen help. The idea that you sold at the deadline on a team 10 games out, called up a bunch of nobodies who weren't even good in the minors, and they have turned into Wild Thing. That's a movie.
Yeah, it makes no sense, but Fetter makes them better. I think the real turning point in the season, for me at least, was that the Jim Leland day where they came back in the 13th inning against the Royals. I really feel like that's when I was fully convinced that they're going to make a run. And then they, you know, screw the kids over at the Little League World Series game. That was awesome, too. And I should say from there on out, man, I've just been fully convinced that they're going to make a run.
There's a lot of moments. I mean, you could say the Grand Slam in San Diego, two outs, Parker Meadows. You're down 3-0. The only thing that's winning that game, you know, is a grand slam. You get it. The Williamsport game, I know AJ has said he thought that was a seminal moment for the team. I mean, Justin, how many? I could bring up bases loaded, nobody out, and we're out in two pitches. I could bring up second and third, nobody out, bottom of the ninth in Baltimore. No problem. Justin, there's a million moments because all of it, the only thing it's missing is like Tom Hanks as the manager. That's what this is.
Yeah.
So, yes, I think they're dangerous. Yes, because I have to leave aside everything I know in my heart that this is not real. And you have to just look at what's happening in front of you and go, all right, who's hitting them? Mm-hmm. Especially in a playoff series where it's all hands on deck. I can pull even more strings. I can make more moves.
And because you saw this foolishness, except for you were on the other side of it when it was the St. Louis Cardinals. And it made no sense, but somehow they worked their
Anthony way. Anthony Reyes in those stupid socks and his flat brim hat. Can't unsee it. Would they have 85 wins? 83 wins?
Yeah, I think
Tigers just got their 83rd today.
So,
You know what's goofy? I thought they'd go. We talked preseason. I think you had the receipts. I had 85 wins, but I said, well, they'll finish probably 2-3 out because it generally takes 87, 88. They're going to end up with 85 or 86, and they're going to be in by a lot. Watch the Twins lose to the Marlins tonight. Maybe Kenny will believe that.
You know what? The receipt segment gets punted down the road. Can't do it until the season's over.
Oh, we got to do playoff receipts?
No, we can't do the receipts. I mean, unless you want to do regular season and then do some playoff receipts, but
whatever you want. 248-539-9797.
I'm just here to antagonize you.
Why?
Because you love the receipts.
The receipts are something. All right, tomorrow's show, we'll try to thread the needle. It's going to be a lot of Tigers because we do need to start talking about how far they can take this. I have a detailed presentation, but we got to talk college football too. How far can Michigan take it as a service academy? How far can Michigan State take it with Ray Charles at quarterback? These are the probing questions that people want to know. We will address them tomorrow. What?
Nothing.
Turnovers have got to stop.
Orgy or Childs or death.
No, you take Chiles. You need to throw the ball. You would take Chiles. Come on now. Even the biggest Sparty hater would say you would take him because they'd only ask him to throw 8 to 10 times. They're essentially Michigan should change their fight song to Anchors Away. They're Navy. But it's how I told you they had to play, and they won. I think they can. Tomorrow's going to be a day about how far we can take it with all three teams.
Talk about the Lions' woes in the second half.
Nope. Nope. Let's go to the people. Let's go to Rocco, 97.1. Rock, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, man? You guys okay?
Yes, oh, yeah. Sir. How about yourself?
Oh, not bad, not bad. I was telling the screen earlier, Mike Rico, I was down at Nemo's Bar, right? And I tell you what, man, that place was off the chain. Actually, I went down there a little bit before, you know, saying 12:30. I was hoping to score some tickets because, you know, a lot of times, you know, by they moving up the baseball time, you know, sometimes you can go down there and you know, score tickets. But listen, I tell you what, man, that place was off the chain. From the time I got there to the time I left, maybe after the Tigers game, it was off the chain. I mean, great crowd. I mean, everybody was just, you know, excited about the Tigers. And I'm like you, Mike. You never know, man. These young guys have nothing to play for. It's like, you know, we go out here, man, this is what we've been doing since we were 7, 8, 9 years old. Go out here and have fun. And I tell you what, man, if these guys get in, nobody wants to see these guys because these guys are the hottest team in baseball right now, the hottest team.
And they've been that way for, yeah, 6, 7 weeks. I mean, at that point, it kind of just becomes who you are. I mean, I hesitate from saying, well, nobody wants to see us. I'd rather just phrase it, we have a credible shot, and here's why. But go ahead, I don't care. Do whatever you party. Yeah, listen, you want to say we want Bama? Go for it. Rock and roll. I'm not gonna bleep in the punch bowl. Do what you want.
And absolutely, me and my guys were just, you know, going on FanDuel. And right now, the Tigers are +4,500 to win the World Series. And I know we might be getting a little ahead of ourselves, but, I mean, you never know, man. This is baseball. It's no dominant team out here right now, you know, that you can say, hey, this team is better than everybody else. You know, if you guys, you know, get a good pitching staff and go on a roll, I mean, you never know, you know what I'm saying, what will happen. But I just, you know, so happy found a small business down there that, you know, kind of, you know, hang in there, you know what I'm saying. Nemo's was off the chain, McShane's, Slow's, all those business down there was, you know, having fun, man, you know, getting a good crowd that they usually don't get. So
no, and again, I mean, for 10 years, we've had nothing in this town. We had the lowest winning percentage of any four-sport town in the United States of America with a .375 win percentage, okay? This is owed to us. Because we're not a loser town like Cleveland.
Do you think the Pistons can make it a clean
sweep? No, absolutely not. That forget it. That's like asking.
At least be an interest.
That's like asking the dead to rise. I saw that commercial last night on my TV. I almost hurled the remote.
Can they make it? We didn't think this team could do this.
No, stop. Hold on. That's a surefire sign. If the Pistons somehow are on pace to win 50 games, the meteor's coming. Then something bigger than us is happening. No. I will accept the Red Wings. I will accept the Tigers. I will accept the Lions. There is no scenario.
Think about it. You had Michigan win the national title. Maybe we're the center of the sports universe.
Please. Did they? Please.
Did they?
Please, can Detroit win?
Did they?
They did. Right?
Did they?
They did. Pretty sure they're changing their logo to Walmart.
Bet.
Yeah, that's right. You savor those memories because it's all you're going to have, David.
Right there in my head.
That a baby. Let's go to Jesse, 97.1. Jess, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I want to make a parallel to the Red Wings. You know, I know it's kind of comparing apples to oranges right now with where the organizations are, but following up on a couple calls today, the youth energy, you know, I feel like if you get a couple youth energetic bodies into the Red Wings this season, why can't they make the playoffs? I know they were close and they kind of choked last season with some injuries and such, but I'm drinking the Kool-Aid from the Tigers right now. And Newsdeal alone had a quote in training camp about the energy that they're feeling from the Tigers. So who knows, man? Maybe there's something for the Red Wings yet this year.
Yeah, and Jess, look, it would make more sense if the Red Wings made a playoff run based on how long you've had to wait. The The Tigers actively sold at the deadline. They brought in people that had really no professional prospects, and they've turned into the best pitching staff in the entire sport. Yeah, I mean, you just roll with it at this point, right?
I feel like if you have pitching, the analogy in hockey maybe is goaltending. So if you just roll with what you got and it's all roses, you know, if we can have three goalies average 9.10, 9.15 save percentage, that's a playoff spot in my book in Detroit.
Yeah, you know what the Tigers have done? It's the equivalent of Cosa getting the call up and being Roberto Luongo from day one. That he just comes up dominant. No, I'm being sincere. Or he comes up and he's Swayman. Or he comes up and he's Marc-Andre Fleury, vintage. Like, that's what the equivalent of what the Tigers did. The difference is at least the guy you'd be calling up has pedigree. You know, it's not like you're calling up a guy who's got a 4.39 goals against and an 8.68 save percentage. That's what the Tigers did. And it turned into Patrick Waugh prime. That's crazy.
Shiger.
Oh, no, not that series. Oh, my God. They rang it off the pipe like 50 times. Was it 0-4, 0-5 against the Ducks? Oh, God. Go to Drew, 97.1. Drew, what's going on, bud?
What's going on, fellas?
How are you, buddy?
Drew. Oh, I am so above myself with this run that the Tigers went on. I mean, if you think about it, they got no business being here. I mean, 10 games under 500. They trade one of their best pitchers. Perez is a surprise. He goes down. Carpenter goes down. Green's hurt for a couple games. Parker comes back, goes up, and then goes on the DL for a few days. I mean, they got no business. And then McKinstry, for a spell, what, about 30 games, he hit like 350, right? A guy that's got no lineage, got no pedigree. A guy that should be a bench player at best, okay? So with all this stuff you're saying now, 10 games under 500, I quit my Bally's. I dropped my Bally's app. I said, they're done. I gave up on them. So I pick it back up this past weekend, the first game on Friday against the Orioles. Now, mind you, me and my family are listening to the games on the radio. Okay, so we feel like we got a good mojo going with the juju. Okay, listening to it on the radio. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then I decided to buy back in on Friday, and they lose 7-1. So my family's giving me some crap. Okay, they're like, "What are you doing, man? You're killing the juju, right?" So then we go to Saturday night. We got the lead 4-2. You know what happens? Bases loaded, nobody out. We got no business getting out of that game. And we come out and win that game. I mean, that's when I told them, I said, see, I didn't screw things up. I made it stronger because now we get to watch it. Listen, man, this is so great. You guys set the tone, though. When you guys said, Tigers, just give us something to watch until the Lions start playing, that set the tone. Because remember, they were 10 games under. We were about to all turn the page.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden they're back into it. Now look at us. We might get some extra playing.
But
this is so awesome, guys.
That's the team's job. That's always been my approach to sports. I'm not going to get upset at fans when the team doesn't seem to care or when the team doesn't perform regardless of sport. It is upon the teams. It is their responsibility as an entertainment product to be entertaining. I have no issue that fans are flocking to them now. What the hell do you want people to do? This team was awful for a majority of the season. Mm-hmm. Awful. And worse, even when they would win, you felt like you lost because the product was awful.
No. Think about this. They were so awful. They went off of TV, like my man Drew just said. And I think a lot of people just said, I'm going to go on vacation. I'm going to do other things. I don't care. They're not winning and they're not on TV. I'm going to recapture my summer. And then, lo and behold, now they're winning again and now you're back watching. But that was the worst possible thing, is that team all of a sudden just started tanking and they went off the air.
Also that didn't help. 248-539-9797. Get more to people coming up next.
So tomorrow's show, we're going to talk about the Tigers. How far can they go? I got my opinion. Mike has his opinion. We're also going to get some college football in there because, David, hey, your team went out there and got it done. Despite what I thought, what you thought.
Despite what I thought,
what Jansen thought, what Desmond Howard thought. They got went out there and got it done. So
we're
talking about
old Sparty to be one of the only believers. Just old scumbag Mike.
Well, Cookies believe.
Right, but he's a blue belly.
That's true.
Well, M. Costa?
No, he went to Central Michigan, remember?
Right, but that's where all the kids who can't get into U of M go.
Oh.
Thought they went to Eastern.
Cookies, he's, come on, he's a blue belly. But again,
he says he's not.
Look, as the commercials say, Spartans will. You know, I had to be the voice of reason. I had to raise you up like Josh Groban at a football banquet.
So was that, how come you and Charles Woodson didn't take the flag and run out the tunnel?
Well, I've actually been contacted by Fox Big Noon Kickoff.
Okay.
There's a chance I will be joining the crew and running up and down the field.
Like, okay, all right.
What the hell are you talking about?
We're just talking about how, you know, so many of the blue bellies at this station had no belief that Michigan could function with Orgy, and leave it to the old MSU dairy store to just kind of give you guys a little hope.
You do have a hell of a dairy store.
Buddy, I haven't been there in 25 years, but you know what? Still open?
I guess.
I actually tried to go after the game thinking everybody was going to be gone. Line, out the door, wrapped around, coming still out open, into the parking lot.
They were looking
for you. Up there, like... The game, like, it was the Prairie View game.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you know
it's 40 to nothing.
Like, this guy needs to wait in the line. He knows the chief of police at MSU.
No, he's not there anymore.
Where is he?
He went into the portal. He's at Colorado.
What a loser.
All right, he's with Dion.
He's with Dion. So, yeah, I got to wait in line.
What little respect I had, gone. So, my point is, you could just call Haller. Allen. Daddy needs a cone. I mean, come on.
With sprinkles. Sprinkles.
I got to stand in line. And that was I didn't have time.
Kenny was not quite convinced. He's about 75-80%. We're in mortal lock state.
You know what? Tigers. I don't know how you can't be convinced. The only way is if you weren't playing the White Sox the last three games, if you had like a tough opponent, you might be a little bit nervous. But it's
mortal lock.
It might be locked up before you even start stomping on the poor little pale hose.
Tomorrow.
And that's what I said. Mm-hmm. If you had any other team, I may not feel this confident.
Because Tampa Bay, that's not a pushover. Well, Joe, if you want pitch very well.
If you want something funny, just read the actual White Sox Twitter social media feed after every loss. Yes, it's hilarious. Because how they describe their losses, some other team scored more than we did.
It's like a game was played, we lost.
Major League Baseball said we had to play this game, and we lost.
Okay, have you guys thought about if the White Sox sweep their next three games, then they go into the Tigers series trying not to lose 121?
Well, what's 121?
That would set the record for
120, they tied the record.
Can I say this with love and respect? Yeah. You're an idiot.
You just can't take a joke.
Yeah, I don't say anything with love and respect to
my
him.
Point
you don't
is,
have to.
Tomorrow's show, we're going to do how far can this team take it. Boy. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to be in a fight with people.
No. This jackass over here, maybe you agree with him, was setting up the pitching rotation for the Dodgers series.
Yes, you did. No, I said the Phillies, by the way. How dare you?
I don't think he's far off.
Oh, my
little Shohei.
Hold on. Can I say this to you as a broken Yankees fan? I could totally see this team. First of all, I'd have to face Scooble minimum twice.
Mm-hmm.
Then all I see is Mariano Rivera, Bo Brisky, and, literally, who is hitting this team?
How are you going to hit off of Burner and Hanafy and
Herder with the greatest sweeper in the history of the game?
Herder, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, and then Jackson Job is here. He can be an opener.
Or Tyler Holton.
He's going to be Joel Zumaya.
What about Henry Hanafy?
One-shot eye going up against your Yankees.
So my point
is... Voodoo Child is going to be playing at Comerica once again.
My point is...
Yeah,
what? I don't think Rieger is wrong for thinking they can go a long way. Because once you let go of trying to make any sense of it.
Mm. Which we've done, I think. I've let go of that.
Once you let go of how is it happening and you just accept that it's happening, it becomes 1995 Northwestern.
That's a weird comparison.
No, it's not.
No, I hadn't thought of that. I mean,
Northwestern was no one.
Yeah.
They were trash.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the early season win against Notre Dame with Max Schnur at fullback, right? Like, once you leave it alone and go, okay, F it. It's not why, it's that it is.
But it's funny because the Tigers are doing that now, too. Remember, they would not nurture this at all. They refused to push back Scooble or do anything from their original plan.
There was really no
inkling.
And now
they're bringing up Jackson Job, and it's wild.
There was no inkling whatsoever. Like, no moves they made was with a playoff spot in mind for this year. And maybe that's why it worked. Maybe they didn't anybody out there. And
it worked because
keep pressure on them.
Once every couple of decades, something happens in the sports world that is inexplicable. And
how about
you just
this?
Roll with it.
Is Scoobs he doesn't have the longevity yet, but is Scooble Verlander not in the totality of his career, but every time he pitches, you expect to win 2-0 or 2-1?
No.
You don't think he's there yet?
No. I mean, hell, they just lost two starts in a row of his in a playoff.
But that really is 2-1. Yeah.
I'm making a point. When Verlander pitched, it wasn't just winning. Mm. It was no hitter. It was complete game.
Well,
it
they
was,
don't do that anymore.
Hey, I'm making a point. I'm not going to disrespect prime Verlander. I'm not going to go there. Scooble's a 6-inning pitcher and the best one in the game.
Yeah.
But he's not a guy that's going to finish the
game. He might not even yet be in his prime, Scooble.
Well,
might not. I mean, he's only been doing this for, 2 years?
So if you could get that second spot, which I think you could, over the Royals, they would play if they won against Baltimore. They just took 4-6 from them, so there's no reason to think they can't.
Candy asses.
They would play the Guardians in the second round or the ALDS.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me that's not a winnable series.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm talking to Mojo.
I don't know.
Team in the American just League so long that as they is get that to, scary.
Just so long as they get to play the Yankees at some point. I want to see our friend Michael here.
If they play the Guardians, you're going to have tortured. People trying to buy tickets and driving there. So, yeah, you could have some Tiger
fans.
Oh,
take over Progressive.
The point is they're the hottest team in the game, and they have what it takes to win in the playoffs, which is pitching.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even making sense of it. If they all turn into pumpkins in a playoff series, which we have seen, right? We've seen good teams fall on their face.
Of course, yeah.
My point
is, exhale.
I have now reached a point where I will be more surprised at that than if they just keep doing what they're doing.
I agree. It's crazy, too, because Scooble is their only starter now. No, notice they're not even starting Montero anymore. They use the bullpen deal with it.
It doesn't
they have
matter.
One starter.
AJ and Fetter have a Price is Right wheel. And it's just got a picture of their whole pitching staff, and they just go up and they spin the thing.
No. Zach McKinstry is starting the clincher.
Sure.
Yeah. It's clinching day. Zach's
I heard
go
the caller
there.
Talking about Zach McKinstry to you guys. He won Tiger of the Month for the month of August.
Really?
He was like on a 13-game hitting streak.
Good.
That's
for
fantastic.
Him.
Good for
unreal.
All right. What are you guys doing?
Tiger.
Okay.
You know, they won again. And there wasn't a huge crowd because of the switch in time.
And it's raining.
But I expect
it was
to be
a loud crowd.
Huge
crowd. They actually were pretty loud.
Going forward.
Okay.
I just assumed that they're going to keep stomping these teams. Because I also think these teams are somewhat toothless. Tampa Bay, toothless.
This is okay.
White Sox, toothless.
Oh, here. I'm going to say this and someone will spin it negative.
Mm.
Look, it's okay to say this is one of the worst American leagues I've ever seen.
100%.
I tried to say 100%. That and they yelled at me off of Twitter.
Did you happen to watch Yandy Diaz today run the first base? Like, that dude really wants to be playing baseball right now.
Rico, get out of here while you can. All right, these two are coming up next.
Oh, what happened?
Oh.
What happened?